This one thing changed my life over this weekend.
What?
Oh, seriously, though.
Acupuncture.
Like, it relates to acupuncture. Because you know how I injured my wrist from too much repetitive shooting?
Yeah.
And sometimes golfing?
Yeah.
You gave me Tiger Balm, right?
Yeah.
I finished it. I went to the acupuncturist. Like, hey, Tiger Balm's been helping. He was like, Tiger Balm?
What?
You use Tiger Balm?
Like,
he didn't say that.
Oh, okay.
He was like, let me show you something secretive.
Oh.
He said Tiger Balm's good for like relieving immediate pain because it has like two main ingredients, like menthol or something.
Yeah.
But this one thing he gave me literally changed my life. It has seven active ingredients that not only alleviate pain, but it even goes deeper into the joints and muscles.
What is it?
It's called Tiger Balm Plus.
It's like Super I'm just kidding.
It's called Wen Tong Gao. It's like a Chinese...
Wen Tong Gao?
Yeah, like a Chinese herbal thing. You just put it in. It's crazy. It lasts all day. And then it heats up over, like, when the day goes on, it just heats up. And you can feel it, like, inside of your muscles and your joints.
When did you put it on last?
This morning.
Man, I wish I was injured. This is the first time I wish
I was
injured.
You have any, like, joint pain or aches?
Not really.
Ah, you suck.
Dang it. I'm going to break something.
No. But anyways, it's been a game changer. Not sponsored by Wen Tong Gao, but this thing is crazy.
Really?
Yeah.
And so what's the difference? Is just a better warming sensation or something?
It has seven medical herbs that alleviate and heals long term, and it goes deeper within the muscles, into the joints, into like a cellular
How
level.
How much was it?
$30.
Wen Tong Gao. What is it?
Wen Tong Gao.
Wen Tong Gao.
Yeah.
W Wen Tong Gao.
Yeah, dude. Thanks, bro.
That's crazy. It smells great.
It's great, dude.
Yeah, it smells like a little bit like Tiger Balm, but like
you have
better.
No joint pains right now.
Oh, man, I wish.
You box. I was hoping you have, like, you know, something in your fingers.
I did have a fight, but it got canceled.
What?
Yeah. I was supposed to fight August 30. Look at all these bruises on my freaking knuckles.
Your fight got canceled? Yeah. When did this happen?
Less than a week ago, they said, oh. I was like, oh, come on.
So what you been training for?
I know.
What?
I know. I've been training for like a month
every day. The whole event got canceled?
Yeah. What? No. They had to like lower the budget of the event, so they had to. I had a fight.
Dang!
They lowered the budget of the event, so they didn't think I would want to do it. And then I was like, "What do you lower it to?" And I was like, "Yeah, I don't want to do it."
What?
Because I would make.
It's not
like,
worth.
No, I would make like maybe $10,000 from it.
Oh.
And then all that training, all that money.
Yeah.
And then the cuts for the coaches and the gym and the massages,
the
all
cuts,
the stuff, and the boxing outfit.
It's not worth it. You probably would make like what, like
3,000? No, I would probably make 10 after I gave everybody the cuts.
Got it.
Yeah.
Damn, bro.
Yeah. Damn, I wish I was injured,
your last fight, maybe, right?
Yeah, it was supposed to be.
You wish you were injured so you could try this?
Yeah.
It helps with my plantar fascia. Are you guys injured by any chance?
Am I injured?
Yeah.
Let me do a mental
That doesn't
scan.
Help emotionally.
Mental
It doesn't
scan.
Help. No.
Dang, we'll bring it to Toronto.
I am. Oh, we're leaving Oh my God, I'm not excited for this flight, dude. I'm not about like early morning flights.
I just can't sleep before like the earliest I can sleep is 11.
Yeah.
The average is 12. So like we have to get up at 4?
Bro, do we have to be It's an international flight, right?
It is.
So we have to be there a little earlier.
Just
than
2 hours
domestic.
Early.
So our flight's at 7:30. We have to be here at
5:30. Yeah.
Oh, man.
I know. But it's a Monday, so hopefully it's not too crazy. I don't know.
It's not a Monday.
What day is it? Oh, it's a Friday.
Tomorrow's a Friday.
I'm so tired, man. What? I'm so tired.
Oh, my God.
Monday, I'm thinking, I'm going to Disney on Monday. That's why I'm like, oh.
You're going to Disney?
Yeah, on Monday, yeah.
When?
You can come, my dad and Malaya and Andrew and Aaron and Ronnie.
I'm going to Disney on Tuesday.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, because Ian and Aya and daughter are here.
We're going
or
on
maybe
Monday.
It's Monday. Oh.
It's the first time I've been in forever.
What?
Yeah. Damn.
We're going on Tuesday. Oh, you already booked it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, it's because my whole family's coming.
Yeah.
Dang. That's crazy.
They're just visiting.
Is this you four?
No, it's and Ben. Ben and Ben's kid. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Dang. Yeah. They're visiting. So as soon as we get back the next day, we're going to Disney.
Oh, I just gleeked a little bit. Did you see that?
You do be doing that. Yeah. So I haven't, I boxed every day for freaking a month, and then I haven't boxed in like a week now.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It's weird not being in there. I'm like, oh, what? I thought I was like so in the mindset of, oh, I gotta fight.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Now what? What's the plan now?
Now we just go to Toronto and become NBA Canadian basketball baby. Stars. Yeah.
What are you hoping to accomplish in Toronto?
I want a good clip against either Simu or Jeremy Lin, because that'd just be dope.
Oh, really?
That'd be cool. Just to be like, whether they're on my team and we, like, it's a good assist or we do a good play, or like I make a shot over them, something like that.
Uh-huh.
Is AJ playing or is he singing?
I don't know. He usually plays because I usually see him like shoot threes.
Yeah, and then Timothy Delegato is going.
Oh, yeah, that'll be fun.
Fung Brothers and Jason Leween are the only ones that I recognized.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's going to be fun, yeah.
It'll be good.
That's why I'm wearing these basketball shoes. I found these. I was like looking for shoes because I don't play basketball very often. So I was looking for my shoes. And then I found these shoes untouched. They still had the things in them.
That's crazy,
and I
dude.
Was like, what? So I'm trying to break them in. I'm just wearing them around now.
Don't you enjoy that when you just find like newly fresh shoes you never worn from years
like
ago?
$200 shoes. I'm like, oh, dang, bro. Didn't even know I had
what
them.
What are those? What's the drip right here? Kyrie's?
Yup.
Oh, with the Illuminati sign.
Oh, what? Yes. It says wasabi in it.
Huh?
What?
Is it custom Kyrie's for?
These are, that's sewn in. Is it on both? Alex, what?
What?
Wait, what? Did Kyrie send me shoes?
What?
Wait.
Take them off.
What
off.
Is that?
Show the cam. It says Alex. Zoom in. I know it's in 4K. There it is.
What?
Right?
I really don't know where these shoes came from. And I just saw that.
Maybe
they had
Nike. Like, didn't you have a thing with Nike? Maybe they sent you like free stuff. Maybe.
Maybe.
You got to wear those shoes now, dude.
I do. What? That's dope. What if Kyrie sent me shoes?
Oh, is it? Yeah,
and
yo,
I just
brother.
Forgot.
Maybe. I don't know. Isn't Kyrie like Scientology or something?
I don't know.
Because didn't she go to the Scientology thing?
I did go to Scientology one time.
Maybe they're like, hey,
I got tricked.
You. Huh?
I got tricked into
you
going
did.
To Scientology.
I remember.
It was crazy.
Okay.
You want me to tell you?
Yeah.
So when we first moved to California,
yeah,
I was just exploring by myself, and I went to the mall near our house, and there was a booth. And at that booth, there was girls.
Hmm?
Yeah, there was girls.
Okay.
Pretty girls. I was like, oh. And I'm newly single.
Uh-huh. And they're for Scientology?
That's not what the booth said.
Oh,
that's not
okay,
what the
okay.
booth said.
Okay, go.
So I'm freshly single. I just broke up with your now wife's college roommate.
Yes.
So I'm like, oh, these girls start flirting with me. I'm like, oh, cool, what? Oh, I don't know anybody in California. This is just nice to talk to somebody. And then they're like, oh, you should come check this out. And it was about self-improvement. It was like, improve yourself. Oh, here's a whole book about improving yourself. And I was like, what?
Nothing
cool.
said Scientology
Nothing
anywhere.
Said Scientology. Not anywhere. Not the book didn't say it. The pamphlets didn't say it. It
oh,
all said
bro.
Self-improvement like seminar. I was like, cool. So they said, yeah, just go to this address. So I was like, okay. And then they're like, we'll see you there. I was like, okay. And I went there. And when I drove up and I went into the parking lot, it was just super big. And on the front of it said Scientology. And I was like, oh. I'm just a Carolina kid, but I've heard about Scientology. And I was like, oh no, what did I do? So then I'm sitting in the parking lot and I'm thinking, dude, this could freaking, what if I'm very curious. I'm like, oh, I want to go in there. I want to see what it's about. I want to see what all these documentaries are about. I want to see what's about to go down. But I also don't want to get sucked into a cult.
Okay.
So I'm like, okay, what do? I was like, I'm fine. I'm mentally strong. I can go in there. They won't get me. So I went in there.
You
and it was
in.
It was nice. It was just like, I don't know how to describe it. It was like a luxury church.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like Ritz-Carlton or something.
Yeah. It's like a Ritz-Carlton, but it's a church. And like all the hallways are super shiny. Everything looks like it was just cleaned. And like, I was like, whoa.
All
the people are super smiley. And I'm like, oh.
It's like a horror movie.
So then I go in. I'm like, hey, I was told to come here. And they're like, oh, okay. So then I remember they like brought me in this room, and there was a couple other new people in there, and then they're like telling us about what it is, what like self-improvement, how like Scientology can help you become better you, and all this stuff. And I was like, oh, okay. So then they paired us up with people, the other new people.
Oh.
And we had to hold hands and sit across from each other and just breathe, and we're like, and we just took turns.
You actually did it?
Yeah. So I inhaled, they exhaled. They inhaled,
I exhaled. What was going through your mind? Like, this is weird.
I was just like, this is crazy. What's happening? So a lot of weird stuff happened in my life because of my curiosity. So I was like, okay. So then I was like, and then we're all sitting there. And then it's only like two teachers or like two instructors, whatever.
Yeah.
And they start asking us about ourselves. And I was like, oh yeah, I just moved here from North Carolina. I'm a YouTuber. And they're like, oh, cool. What's your YouTube? And I was like, oh, I'm Alex Wasabi. And they're like,
Your shoe says Alex Wasabi.
They do.
I'm telling you, they sent you those shoes. Anyways, continue. This is all making sense.
So then I was like, they're like, oh. And then they like look me up. And then they're like, and then one of them is like, and they leave the room. And then I'm like, okay, that's weird. And then the other one's like just talking to us still. And then like a couple minutes later, all this staff comes in. And they have all these waters and all these snacks. And they're oh my God. And they found out, I think they looked me up and they found out how many subscribers I had. Like, oh my gosh, we got a whale. We gotta hook this whale.
Oh my God.
So they just start like saying I'm the funniest guy ever. I'm the best looking guy they've ever seen.
Yeah.
I was here for a purpose. I was meant to come here.
Wow.
Out of all this stuff. And then I was like, oh, and I was like, oh, thank you. Oh, what? You're so nice. Oh, thank you.
Freaking goons,
and
dog.
And they're like, come back for the seminar. It's like tomorrow at 12 p.m. I was like, okay. And I left and I never came back because I escaped. But every 3 months for 5 years after that, they would call me and try to get me to come back in.
Uh-huh.
And then they finally stopped.
That's crazy.
Yeah. What if I dunk on Jeremy Lin because of these shoes?
Then you have to join Scientology. Yeah. Absolutely, dude. No absolutely. Way. Well, you know, Scientology, I feel like a lot of things are cults nowadays.
Yeah.
What is a cult? Just like a group of an organized group.
It's an organized group. Yeah. I guess that's like
Like YouTubers. That's a cult.
I guess, but it's, I don't know. Let's
like religion, it feels like a cult. Anything with community and a purpose is a cult. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Let me see. What's the definition of a cult? Here it is.
Yeah.
A cult, generally defined as a social group that is defined by its unusual religious, spiritual, or philosophical beliefs, or by its common interest in a particular personality, object, or goal.
Okay, there you go. So it's
everything. Not always bad. It's just associated to bad now. Just,
yeah, I know. Cults are fine. Yeah. Cults, let's join a cult.
No.
No, see, you're thinking it in a bad negativity way.
How about we start a cult?
I would rather join a cult. I'm too lazy to start one. Yeah. What's the best cult out there?
Culture?
Oh, it's called culture. No.
The root of culture is cult.
No, a cult is occult. O-C-C-U-L-T. Yeah, the term occult. That's where it's from. Occult.
Well, you know what? It just came out yesterday on the Wasabi channel.
Did you post it?
Yeah. The Asking the Dad.
Oh my God, dude.
Yeah.
Wait, did you post the TikTok too you showed me?
Not yet.
Oh my God, that TikTok.
Oh no, I did. I did.
Oh, you did?
By the time this comes out, I did.
Okay, tight.
Yeah.
Sick. Dude,
so so it has to be 90 seconds on Instagram, right?
90 seconds on Instagram. It can be longer. Oh, Instagram, 90 seconds.
Yeah. But I saw on Tiny Plant Room, she posts like longer than 90 seconds, but it's still in her Reels section. But then I did some research and it says it can be longer, but it won't hit the feed. It won't go through the algorithm.
Oh,
because
really?
It's too long. Yeah.
Oh, I did and not know that.
I was going to post it as a normal post.
Yeah.
But then I ended up cutting it. And I didn't put the whole song in there anyways. I just cut the whole middle part of the song. So they had to go watch it.
Okay.
But if you guys didn't see the video on Wasabi yesterday, it was supposed to be the Lex Lex music video. Mm-hmm. I tricked everybody.
You did?
I did. Everybody's excited about it. And then I hit them with something else.
With asking?
Asking the dad's permission.
Oh my God, I haven't seen it yet. What does that entail? Is that the Yosemite is in there?
Yep. Everything Yosemite, the parents get in there, us failing.
Okay, yeah. So I was in there. The whole time in Yosemite, was like, oh, you got to help me dice the parents. I'm like, just ask them. And then Monet and I had to leave. You're like, did you ask him? No, I'm scared, man. I was like, all right, you're on your own. Peace. I'm like, bro.
He drove 5 hours. Over 5 hours to come help me, and though we didn't even achieve the goal, but it was still a cool trip.
It was a cool trip. Yeah, cool trip. Did we have to go? No, we didn't. But you freaking, it was a good time. I get to spend time with you, Alexis, her parents, Monet. It was fun.
So let me break it down for you. I was working on this secret song, and it's called Evermine, and I wrote it to ask her dad's blessing to marry her. So I was like, okay, cool. We're going to go back to Boston on her birthday, May 30th. And this is the beginning of May when I was planning this. May 30th. And we're going to go there. And then I'm going to ask. But then there was a family emergency. She had to fly back in the beginning of May. So I was like, no. And I couldn't go because I'm working on this secret song that she doesn't even know about.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh, no. How am I going to see them? Because we're not going to see them again. And usually it's a few months or like 3 or 4 months or five months. So I was like, we're not going to see them until Thanksgiving. Damn it. So then I was like, what am I going to do? How am I going to freaking get to see her parents face to face? That's what I need. Mm-hmm. So luckily, during all this panic, Wander hit me up.
Yeah.
And Wander is this luxury getaway retreat thing. And it's like when you, it's like renting.
It's like an Airbnb, but everything's luxury.
Yeah. It's like a luxury Airbnb. I try not to say Airbnb and Wander together, but whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's Airbnb, but luxury. Yeah. It's pretty cool. It's actually pretty cool. Pretty cool.
It's so cool. And I loved working with them. I can't wait to work with them again. And they don't even know how much they helped me start the next chapter of my life.
I know.
They have no idea.
They don't.
Well, now if they watch this, but
yeah.
They really like came in at the exact right moment. My manager texted me and said, hey, you want to do this Wander retreat? And I was like, what? Yes. And they're like, oh, okay, cool. So then I asked her, Alexis, I was like, hey, do you think your parents would want to come to this? Because I know that you guys are having a hard time right now because the great, great grandmother passed.
Hmm.
And so that's why she had to go back. That was a family emergency. And I was like, do you think that they would want to go to Yosemite in a few weeks? Because just like, because it's such a sad trip to go to the funeral and everything.
Yeah.
And I was like, maybe we can quickly do a happy memory.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay. And she's like, I don't know, you can ask, but they don't like they don't like taking money and stuff. And I was like, oh, I'll just use my points. I won't pay for it. I'll just use my points.
Yeah.
And then she asked them, they said yes. Like, yes.
Dude, he just found out about points like 2 years ago.
I did, and I had over 1 million.
I'm like, bro, he's had his credit card for like at least 8 years. And he didn't know they contain points. That is wild, which is good.
Yeah.
It allowed you to buy their plane tickets.
Yeah, and I traveled a lot with it. But yeah, I think you told me.
Uh-huh.
Somebody's like, hey, check your points. I was like, what points? I had 1 million points.
Like,
I was like, damn.
No, bro, you had more than that, dude.
Oh, yeah, I did. I was like, I remember, is this a lot? And you're like, what?
All right, bro, that's over like 20K.
Yeah, you were like, dude, like anything. You can fly around the world like 20 times right now. And I was like, oh, cool.
yeah
that was really cool. So then I they said yes, and then they came to Yosemite, and then I asked Roy. I was like, Roy, I realized there's only four of us. There's me, Alexis, her mom, and her dad. And I was like, how am I supposed to get them away in a secluded like retreat that's not near anything and have us three get away from her? Unless she randomly takes a nap or something.
Yeah.
And then he's like, okay, I'm coming. And then he came, and then he brought his backup. He was my backup. Monette was his backup. Yeah, so yeah. We're all trying. Fail.
The thing was, you had opportunities during the trip when you were and the parents were together.
Yeah, but they were going to, I had a whole song. So
they're
going to cry.
You're right.
And then we have to go back to Alexis.
Yeah. Okay. That was it.
That was the problem. Like, it wasn't just a quick thing, like a normal thing. You just go ask, you're done. Like,
yeah, you're right.
1 minute. Now I was like, I need 30 to 45 minutes. Everything was going wrong. Like, I could not get them alone. I was like, there's no freaking way to do this. Roy's like, ah! And then he left. And then
I'm out of here.
He's like, he got frustrated. He's like, I'm out of here. And then luckily Alexis had to work on the last day, and she asked me to take her parents to the airport. I was like, no way. It was a roller coaster.
That was not
vlog.
Not planned.
No, it was not planned. I thought we were both taking them. And then, because she said she might be able to get off, so I just assumed she got off.
Yeah.
And then she reminded me that she didn't. And I was like, oh, yeah. And I was distraught when I didn't think that I was going to be able to ask them, because if I didn't ask them, then I would have to push back the asking. That means I had to push back the proposal. That means I had to push back my forever.
Ugh.
And I didn't want to.
Damn.
So then I asked them in the car.
You guys gotta watch this video.
You guys gotta watch
the video.
And
you gotta watch the reel, because that thing is freaking tearjerker, bro. Like, yeah. I've never been jerked so hard until I freaking watched that video.
Yeah, and you've been jerked hard.
Yeah. No, I mean, not as hard as that.
Yeah, that's the hardest, but I've seen how hard you've been jerked, and it's like, bro, wow.
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
It's so insane.
Yeah, you haven't even seen it.
I haven't even seen it, yeah.
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 I'm so excited. And then, yeah, I asked, and then afterwards I turned off the camera. We went to go eat dinner before I took him to the airport, and I apologized.
What do you apologize?
I was like, I'm sorry I didn't make it back for the funeral. And they were like, yeah, we were wondering about that. And I was like, well, the truth is, I was making this song and I had studio time booked, and I don't get a lot of time away from Alexis because we're always together.
Uh-huh.
And this was pretty much the only time I would be able to get everything done for this without her being there.
Mm-hmm.
And I had an inner monologue with the great great grandma.
Oh wow.
And I said, in my head, I was like, what should I do? Should I fly back with her and be there with her? Or should I let her family be there for her and I work on starting the rest of our lives?
Oh, shoot.
And in my head, the great-great-grandma's head, this is how she talked. She said, you fucking idiot, of course you should stay.
She does.
Really?
She's like, oh, you asshole, why would you come back here? I'm like, don't worry about that. Make my great-granddaughter happy. My great-great-granddaughter happy. Yeah.
That's so sweet.
So that's what helped me, like, okay, this is the right choice.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. So, yeah.
You gotta show me how to do that.
Oh,
inner monologue with people.
You're in my inner monologues all the time. I'm like, Roy, what do I do? Yeah, shut the fuck up! You stupid, I don't know how to do it!
Okay, I'll try.
Yeah, so, yeah, and they were like, oh, we completely understand, that makes so much sense, they're super grateful. I can't tell you how many times they, yeah, like, in the group chat of us four,
aww,
where they're like, we're so glad she found somebody like you, and
this
all
is
stuff.
Pre?
What? No, like, no, pre or after asking.
Oh, after asking, yeah. Them. Wow, aww.
Yeah. Yeah, so it turned out good. And now we have, so that's 1, 2, 3 videos into my 8 video series.
Oh my gosh.
Dang!
Dude. That's crazy. Well, that's congrats. Crazy, yeah. I am glad that you have found your path and it's lit enough for you to walk.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to see where your life has going to take you.
Me too. I don't know. Maybe back to Scientology.
That would be crazy. More shoes, I guess.
You should go.
I mean, I'm down.
Just do what I did. Just go one day. Don't give him your real phone number.
What if they stalk me though?
No,
like,
just
what
don't
if...
give him real stuff, real info. I made that mistake.
Oh.
Yeah. Just, but it's. Oh, I'll go.
But you want 10 years ago? What if they have like face tracking technology? Like they go. Oh, that's definitely guava juice.
Oh, I don't right? know. I don't know. Yeah, you don't know, man. That. You want some shoes in that?
I guess. I do want a pair of like the LeBron. So.
I think if you're ever super bored, and you're with a friend. Like, dude, you want to go
check it out?
You want to go check it out and see what it is, see how crazy it
but
is?
But I don't want to, like, what if I go in the building and then they're just kind of, like, lure me in? I don't want to talk. I just want to.
What if they give you, like, some tea and you're just like, ooh.
Oh, okay, they got me. Yeah, then yeah, yes, dude. True. Absolutely. Check it out.
Dang. I don't know. I know, it's, like, weird because it's like, oh, is this, like, I shouldn't even entertain this because of my religion? But then yeah. It's not, like, but you're just... It's just, I don't know.
Okay.
No, in the Bible, it says that you should study. I remember this. I had a super religious girlfriend in the past. And she said that encourages you to study other religions so that you can make sure that this is the one that speaks to you. In the Bible says that. So she did that. And she said she studied everything, Buddhism, everything. And then she's like, yeah, this is still mine.
That's a good video idea, ranking every religion.
Yeah, I'm sure that'll go super well.
Yeah. Like $1 religion versus $1,000 religion. That'll be insane.
Yeah.
I mean, sure it'll do well. I mean, YouTube's changed.
Yeah.
You know what religion I think is cool, though?
What?
Buddhism.
Why?
It's just, I don't know, it just encourages and empowers peace in your mind and mental state and just accepting others. It's pretty, like, Avatar.
Yeah.
The airbender, chill, you know?
Yeah. Oh, is he Buddhist?
Probably. Yeah.
I feel like every religion is a good moral compass.
Like
you don't have to agree with everything in every religion, but every religion has good lessons in it. And like,
absolutely.
Hey, just be a good person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hate when like religions bash other religions. It's like they're all the same like foundation.
Yeah. And blueprint.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm like, bro, that's how gangs get made, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This war.
Yeah.
Peace. The world's man.
Yeah.
Man, shut up. You know what? You know what your internal monologue in my head is
what?
Going.
What?
Hmm. no way. No way.
Like, I can't even have a serious conversation with you in my head. Okay, wait. I got an idea. What's your predictions for Toronto basketball game?
Toronto.
How many points?
Before that, remember when I said there was going to be a tsunami in Japan in July?
Yeah.
Never happened.
Oh.
Lady was wrong.
It's still going.
Maybe. It's not the end of July. I did see there are a lot of earthquakes happening in Japan right now, so who knows? Maybe she's going to be right.
What's like the smallest tsunami there can be where it's still classified as a tsunami?
Like, you know the Santa Monica Beach? Yeah. You know the little cliffs on the beach?
Yeah.
When the water hits the top of the cliff there.
Damn, that's still pretty big.
That's pretty big.
It's not like crazy tsunami size, but that's pretty big. Okay. That's like 50 feet at least, a 50-foot wave.
I'm hoping it doesn't happen just because tsunamis are bad.
What do you think's the biggest tsunami wave in history?
Oh my God, probably like when the freaking asteroid hit the ocean and killed the dinosaurs. Am I wrong?
I'm about to find out. I don't know if we can know that though. But I said in recorded history, what's the tallest tsunami wave ever?
I don't think tsunami comes like this.
A rock slide dumped debris into some place called the Gilbert Inlet from... Wait, that's not right. Wait. Oh, this generated a tsunami that ran up to...
10 stories.
50 stories. 1,720 feet.
50?
A 1,720-foot wave hit the opposite shoreline when the rock slide went into the ocean on one side, and then it caused tsunami on the other side.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's scary, dude.
It says it dropped from 3,000 feet, like a giant... 30 rock. Million debris of dirt.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, that's crazy.
That's kind of scary, dude. That is actually pretty scary.
Oh, it was in Alaska.
Okay, no one lives there, so we're good.
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah, that's how Aang got out, so that's good. Mm.
Prediction for Toronto? I think we mentioned it in the last podcast. I was like, I'm going to score like 10 points or something.
I want 12 points. Because we played in the last game I played at our practice one.
Yeah.
We got like 17 points and I got 10 or 12 out of those 17. And I was like, oh, okay. And that was the last one and I was exhausted. So I was like, oh, maybe if I like give it my all, I can do 12 points.
Oh, wow.
What do you think is yours?
10. I'm going to shoot three. I think that's what I said. 3 3-pointers and 1 free throw.
You're going to get fouled on the 3-point?
That'll be sick.
And you're going to make it?
No, yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah. I'm prepping hard, dude. I think the key is just to keep moving, dude.
Yeah.
I'm just going to just run around. Because I noticed, and when we played on Sunday, just a little like pickup game. There were times where I were walking, and that's not good. I have to jog.
Remember what happened last time? You ran too much, and then you threes that you practiced for weeks on weren't going in because you were using too much energy. And then when you, it was time to shoot threes.
Ah, okay. 10 points. That's me.
Well, it's also a charity game, so I don't think we have to go super hard until the second half because there's going to be people that don't know how to play. There's going to be people you have to like just let them go.
Yeah.
So you have to, we have to account for that. And then so let's just save it. All the first half is warming up and like easy layups and stuff.
Okay, you're right, right.
And then second half is where we put it
on. I don't even want to be a starter. Just
maintain
my energy until second, and I go in. I think that's the key.
Yeah. I'm not going to try anything fancy. I'm just going to take the easy route. I'm not going to shoot any threes in the first half. Probably no threes in the whole game. I hate threes.
Okay.
Threes are dumb.
Okay. I want to shoot like a really long three. That's my goal.
What, half point? Half court?
Almost half. Like logo threes. Like almost. That'll be sick.
Do it then.
I will.
You won't.
I will. Mm-hmm. Speak it to existence, baby. You know what I'm saying? Where you at, Simu?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Jeremy Lin.
Jeremy Lee.
I told my coach when I was boxing back in the day.
Like 2 weeks ago?
Yeah. I was like, oh, I got a basketball game in Toronto, so I got to go out of town for the weekend. And he's like, oh, okay. And I was like, yeah. He's like, what is it? I was like, it's like an Asian charity league. And he's like, oh, cool. All the way in Toronto? I was like, yeah. And I was like, I got to play Jeremy Lin. He's like, dude, if you could play like Jeremy Lin, that'd be good. And I was like, no, I got to play against Jeremy Lin. And he was like, oh. Are you good at basketball? I was like, I'm not that great. I'm good for the average player, not even close to Jeremy Lin, but hopefully I'm just on Jeremy's team.
Yeah.
We don't know the teams yet.
We don't. We could be against each other. We don't know.
No, they wouldn't do that.
Okay, they wouldn't.
They know. I had my inner monologue with Jeremy. He said it's good.
Okay.
He said we're gonna
Like, yeah. Hey, bro.
He said, hey, have you tried Wing Tong Jiao? And I'm like, of course. I was like, oh, you know about too. That? And he's like, yeah, I love that stuff.
You know Tori Kelly's pregnant?
Pregnant?
Yeah.
Tori Kelly? Oh. Tori Kelly's pregnant.
Yeah, I just saw on Instagram. She posted yesterday. She's like,
oh.
She does like cool music. And then at the end, belly. And
oh.
Then cut.
That's crazy. Oh. And Justin Bieber's coming out with a song, with an album tonight. His 7th album.
Wait, for real?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah. He just posted about it.
You know, that's my favorite artist, dog.
He's so good.
That's my favorite artist of all time.
I hope it's good.
I hope so too. I hope he can't go wrong, dog.
I'm hoping he didn't do some weird Drake stuff where he's just trying to do a whole nother genre. And it's like, oh, man.
I'll love it. I'll love it regardless. That guy's evolved so much.
He is good.
He changed his handle on Instagram. You saw
Little
that?
Bieber?
Yeah. So I tried typing claiming Justin Bieber. Someone already claimed it.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know what that is about. Maybe it's a PR. Maybe that's a PR stunt. Like, all
so
right?
He can't even go back to Justin Bieber?
I'm sure they can. He has power.
Yeah.
You think everything, you know, how it's been going crazy nowadays, like off the rails. You've seen his posts recently?
Yeah.
He's like going crazy.
Well, a lot of it, it's hard because social media just makes you think like that, like he's crazy and stuff. And then like, he's probably not.
I don't know.
Because you could take snippets of anybody's life and make a narrative. Like if you see me sneezing and make it look like I'm screaming at somebody, I'm just like screaming at a little girl, but I'm actually just sneezing in that direction. And then they can make it seem like, oh, he crashed out.
He said the N-word. Yeah. You could do anything. Yeah.
It's crazy. We can say the N-word, right? No, I mean that certain phrase, N-word.
N-word, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know.
Because I've always been scared. I'm like, how am I supposed to describe what I'm talking about if I can't say the word and I can't say the phrase, the N-word?
Dude. Instagram is so crazy with that word, dude. I don't know if you've seen like certain videos involving the N-word, but earlier I saw a video of this guy. He's like, hi everybody, it's me, Peter. I want everyone to comment down your favorite word. And the whole comment section was the N-word.
Wait, like the N-word? Like N and then word?
No.
Oh, the
actual
N-word.
Word.
Oh, the actual word.
And then each comment had at least 30,000 likes on each comment.
No way.
I'm like, bro, Instagram is crazy.
That's crazy.
I know.
It's so crazy how like just different parts of the world, they just see it as like, oh yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Like I had this friend from Canada,
mm-hmm.
and she would say it all the time.
I'm assuming it's like, bro.
Well, right? Yeah, it's like, bro.
Oh, okay.
Because where we're from, it's like, oh, you can't say that.
Oh, yeah.
You can't say that. Even in North Carolina, they said it. A lot of like white guys would say it. I'm like, yeah.
I was in middle school and I was in track.
Yeah.
And then I was just very fast.
Yeah.
And then my homie, he's like, hey, you cool, bro.
You're fast.
You cool, little N-word. You got the pass. I was like, really? Really?
Did he give you something?
No, he just verbally said it. You got the pass.
Oh. So in Canada, I guess they didn't go through like slavery and everything that we went through in America.
Yeah.
So you cannot say that in America.
Yeah.
But over there, there's like, oh yeah, it's like homie or bro.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people. You would be surprised that like our new YouTubers that come into the scene.
Bro.
And then they like I meet them and we click and then they mm-hmm. start saying that. I'm like, oh wait, just
I know.
You're new to YouTube and you're new to like California and I know you're from here, you're from there, but like you can't say that. And they were like, why? Everybody said, all my friends said it growing up. And I was like, yeah, but like, it's not, you're not with your friends anymore. You're like on the world.
Mm-hmm.
So like, if you get caught saying that, you're going to be canceled. You're going to be everything. And they're like, oh.
You can cancel a lot of YouTubers right now.
I could. I know at least 3.
Dang.
That I was like, yo. And one of them would shock the world.
Whoa.
Yeah. How do we get on this topic?
Justin Bieber.
I hope he has good music, man.
Yeah.
I hope it comes. I hope it's tonight. A banger.
Oh, it's tonight. Every Friday, new artist. Okay, got it. Okay.
So I'm hoping that it's like either really good or it's one of those songs where you're like, what? This is trash. And then after like the third time, you're like, damn, that's good.
And we're going to Canada tomorrow.
And we're going to Canada.
Where he's from.
Yeah.
So it's probably going to be.
So we're probably going to run into
gas.
Him.
I don't know.
Well, he's
I hope
from
so.
There.
That'll be cool. What's there to do in Toronto, man? I'm like,
there's
I got to TikTok it.
There's an aquarium there. There's this tower you can walk on the outside.
What's the weather? Do you know?
It's same as here. A little bit more humid, a tiny bit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it's still going to be pretty hot. Not like crazy hot, but a little hot. Yeah.
Well, I'm excited, but not, I don't know. Toronto is not really a place I would like, you know,
I want to go to Toronto next year.
It's if you ask me, it's kind of like
New York,
cleaner New York.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
It's like very city,
but hey, it's probably good. I don't know. I have no expectations, but I don't know. Yeah. Toronto's cool.
There's just gonna be a lot of new food.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of poutine on every corner.
Oh, poutine.
There's Tim Hortons. They don't call donut holes.
They call it what?
Timbits. The whole country calls them Timbits.
Okay.
And they don't. And if you say donut hole, a lot of times they'll be like, "What? What donut is that?" Hole.
Okay, got it.
It's like how instead of like
they say washroom too.
Yep. Instead of tissue here, we say Kleenex.
Oh.
Or like Kleenex kind of took over. That's what happened with them with Timbits.
Oh, Timbits. How do Filipinos sound like?
In Canada?
In general. Your interpretation of how they sound like in your ears. From a half Filipino, half American man.
Well, my mom would be like, "Oi!" And then I don't know Tagalog, but I'm going to talk like I'm going to...
Yeah. Oh, okay. Just mumble it or
She's
something.
Like, "Oi! And I'm like, what? And she's like, and I'm like, oh, okay. And usually she uses hand gestures, so I know what she's talking
okay,
about.
Okay, yeah. That's still, not bad. That's not
yeah.
bad. Keep going.
What? Which one?
Filipino.
Okay, Filipino.
Like your mom wants you to do something. Well, just mumble it now.
Oi! The dishes, that's what it sounds like. So you're not streaming anymore. What are you doing?
Just gaming videos, bro.
And how's that going?
It's great.
On Guava?
Yeah.
Or don't you have a separate Guava one?
I do, but that's for like the VODs and stuff.
Oh.
The one in the Guava is more like high quality edits.
But you're not doing VODs anymore.
I'm not.
So that's just not being posted on?
It is, right? Still? Or did it run out? There's a backlog.
Oh, you haven't run out of backlogs.
Yeah,
yet.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
okay.
In the meantime, almost done though.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, it's mainly just cover videos.
Well, why don't you like you're filming the gaming videos anyways? Why don't you just post the very lightly edited and cut like the full version and then the cut down exciting version on your Guava?
Nah, then they'll realize the full
it's
version.
The same thing.
Yeah.
Ah.
You're like, oh, this is the same thing, bro. So that's where I am. I'm having fun. I had a lot of fun. No pressure performing live.
Yeah.
Just go, just record, gave it all I got during the gameplay for an hour, and then breathe.
I freaking have been really sucking at my streaming schedule.
Oh, yeah? What happened?
I've just been so busy.
Uh-huh.
And I've had to cancel. I just cancel. Like, every week I cancel at least one out of three.
I don't know. How was your audience responding?
They're super positive about it.
Okay.
In the Discord, they're always like, "Hey, take your time. Like, if I'm ever sick, or if I am just exhausted, or if something came up, or like yesterday I canceled because I didn't have enough time before Toronto. I was like, guys, I don't think I have time to stream. I have to pack. I have to do this. I have to do that. I have the podcast tomorrow. I have to get a haircut. I have to get a massage. I have to do this. I have to do that. Do this. That." And they're like, "Dude, don't worry about it. You're always stressing." Like, I'm always like, "I'm so sorry." And they're like, "You don't have to be sorry. Like, we're going to be here. Mm-hmm. Whenever you're on, we'll be on."
Yeah.
So don't stress about it. Just be happy. And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
And they always remind me. And I'm always like, "I'm so sorry."
Yeah. I mean, that's a cool way to deal with it.
Yeah.
It's like, yo, this is how stressed I'm at. It's your fault.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I probably talk on Discord every single day, at least like a couple messages and like just see what, or answering questions and stuff.
I need to step it up.
Yeah.
I'm so bad at like community building. All I know to do is just post and record.
Yeah. I'm not great at it. I just like I have my notifications on, so I see when they ask me stuff or when people are active in there, and then I jump in and be like, "Yeah," or I'll just heart something or every day. It's just cool.
Yeah, it's not a strength of mine.
Yeah. I don't have a lot of texts from friends.
Mm-hmm.
So I talk on Discord.
Have you ever dealt with a one-upper?
What's this?
Like a person.
Like a friend that ups your story?
Or yeah. Ups everything.
Yeah, I think so. I think I'm also kind of that person.
Really? Like, well, how would you do it, though? Wait, like, what? Example.
Like, if you're like, "Dude, a car hit my side mirror and it broke off, and I'll be like, dude, one time I bought this $150,000 car, and I was driving to Vegas for the first time. I just got the car, and then it hit my side mirror, and then I drove over it. But it's just because I have crazy stories, and when you say something and you trigger my ADHD brain, I'm like, oh, I can't wait to tell my story. You are one upper. I'm not trying to beat your story. I'm just trying to
relate.
But my story is usually better.
Dude, I remember one time I was like, yo, bro, I...
With me?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I was like, bro, dude, I had an employee steal like $10,000 from me.
Yeah.
Like, well, let me tell you about my employee that stole $70,000 from me, bro. Oh, my gosh. I was like, okay, that's cool, but I feel bad for me just a little bit.
I'm like, so I got a lot of knowledge. I can bestow wisdom. What do you mean? Yeah. How to get through it? You don't. It just kind of eats away at you for the rest of your life.
I'm like, dude, this make me feel valid just for a second.
Yeah. I don't mean to. It's just like.
I know.
And then another problem I have is interrupting people when they're talking. Because, like.
You have to say ADHD.
If I don't say it, I'm going to lose it. Yep. And then if there's ever a situation where we both start talking and I'm like, no, you go ahead. And then after you tell yours, you're like, what were you going to say? I'm like, I don't know. Every time. Every single time. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you going to be more conscious about one-upping?
No.
Don't. Okay, good. Don't. Yeah, keep doing that. It's funny.
No,
you don't do it. I mean.
I don't do it.
You don't do it with ill intent. You're just like, oh, dang, dope.
Yeah.
It's like you can tell when people try to be competitive with their story against yours.
Yeah.
Compared to you, you're just trying to like. Tell a cool story and relate.
I think the bad one-uppers are when the good ones are like when it's you and me and you tell me a crazy story and I tell you a crazy story back.
Yeah, yeah.
But when you're trying to one-up and it's a group setting
then
somebody tells a story, you're like, oh yeah, well hear this. And then you're trying to get it's obvious you're trying to beat that story.
Yeah.
And that's when it's bad.
I'm like, bro, I mean, that all stems from childhood.
Yeah.
Not getting enough attention and, you know.
Me? You?
No, like those bad people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have any cool stories, so I'll never one up anybody.
No, yeah, remember Second Skin?
Second Skin. Oh, Second Skin. Second Skin.
Second Skin.
Bro, let me tell you about Third Skin, bro. What? I'm just
kidding. Oh, well, don't get me started on Fourth Skin.
Oh, you're trying to... Oh, shoot. Okay, you got me there. You win.
We already
you
told win. This,
Here's
right?
a trophy. Here's a trophy. Oh, God.
We already talked about Second Skin, right?
Yeah, we did.
Oh, yeah. That was crazy.
Yeah. NPCs. I wish... Any NPCs recently?
I'm going to start a list right now for random Alex NPCs. And Roy random things.
We're going to probably meet someone in the airport tomorrow. I feel like one happened. I don't know. Okay, I'm gonna write some stories about NPCs.
What should I title it? Roy and Alex experiences or?
Random encounters.
Okay, random.
Because we get a lot of those, dude.
Okay, random encounters. Okay, so Second Skin, Yosemite. And damn, we can't think of any more.
I'm sure it'll happen tomorrow.
Okay.
I'm sure there's a lot of NPCs.
After
in 20 Toronto.
Years of not freaking logging this into my
your notes,
yeah. Now I'm gonna start for the rest of our lives.
Okay.
And you gotta remind me, be like, oh, put that in the list.
Okay. NPCs, okay, cool. NPCs. Okay, got it. I'm just gonna conjure one up after this. Okay. My parents might move here.
I did tell you that. Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll see.
When are you thinking? Like
after I sell the building.
So within a year?
Hopefully.
Whoa. Yeah, like after you sell the building, then they're
maybe.
And then what are they gonna do with their house?
No, they're gonna keep it.
Oh, rent it out.
So that way they have a place there, a place here.
Oh, so they're not gonna rent it out.
I think my brother's staying there. He's gonna stay there.
Oh, so just keep it in the family.
Yeah.
Oh, and so then they have. Oh, that's nice.
So
that's gonna be crazy.
Buy a building.
They've lived there for a long time now.
Yeah, 2004, bro. 20 years. 21
Dang.
Years. That's a long time.
I wonder how long it's gonna take for them to get used to the new house and feel like that's home, because I wonder if they're gonna move here for like 6 months and then go visit North Carolina and then be like. They just felt like they were on a long vacation, but they're actually just visiting North Carolina.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's how my in-laws are right now in the Philippines.
Yeah.
Like 5 months here, whatever the math is there.
Yeah.
Out of the year.
Hmm.
I mean, what they really want to do, because they're like getting them about the time to retire kind of thing. So they just want to travel, explore California, enjoy their life. So, you know.
Do that thing.
Your dad still playing Fortnite?
Nonstop.
Really?
Every day.
How?
He over July 4th weekend, he played probably... Wait, so he said... He, almost 30 hours.
How?
He loves it. I don't know.
What?
He's just getting older, and he just is fixated on Fortnite, and he loves it, and it's a great game.
Mm. Did he used to play video games, like, growing up?
Yeah, but, like, Pac-Man and Pong and, like...
Fortnite's a big step up from those games. I know. Holy crap.
And he's still amazed by it. Every time I get on, he's like, gosh, this game is amazing. And I'm like, what?
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, but he used to be in the arcade. Like, he would be the kid that saved his quarters. Okay, and, got like, it. He was really good.
Yeah, Fortnite is good, though. It's a good-ass game.
Fortnite, it is. It's crazy.
I haven't played in a while because I know it's going to suck me back in. So I understand where he's coming from.
Yeah, I play whenever I get a chance. Usually he's on.
Yeah.
So if it's in the second half of the day, he's on and I'm on. And then I'm like, okay, I'll go play.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dang. Did you pack yet?
Yeah. I'm like 75% packed.
I'm 0% packed. What are your essentials for packing? Like, what do you do? So this is the one thing that stresses me out a lot was packing.
I'll show you.
Well, you have a list?
I have a list for everything.
What is like, where do you start? That's what I want.
I start by... Here you go. Look at that. I break it down by days, how many outfits I need each day.
Oh, okay.
I usually wear the same travel outfit that I to go there and to come back. I count how many socks I'll probably need. If I'm working out, I need more. How many underwears I need. If I'm working out or swimming, I need more. And then I usually
don't see hygiene in that list.
Oh, bathroom bag is just a separate.
Oh, so y'all the bathroom bag. Got it. Yeah. Got it.
So bathroom bag just means everything bathroom because I have a little black bag.
That's a good way to do it by day.
Yeah.
I usually do it by like category, like clothes, technology, medicine, toiletries.
Oh, yeah. I have like chargers and everything and like phone charger and then or phone charger, wallet. Don't forget your passport. Doing that.
Oh, shoot.
It's not America. Even though it's really close.
I think I have a passport.
Good. You just got back from Japan like a few months ago. You're probably still good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I just got to go propose.
All right. Let's get it then. Let's Edward. Go.